Greetings, readers, and welcome to the second episode of our February 2026 Library News. February may be the shortest month of the year, but it's packed with reasons to slow down and savor what you love, whether that's a great book, a new idea, or a favorite library program. As winter lingers and Valentine's Day rolls around, this is the perfect time to reconnect with stories, learning, and your library community. In today's episode, we're plunging into our D-list, Love Actually. Leland is here with an awesome tech tip, and Emily is this month's staff spotlight. So grab something warm, get comfortable, and let's get started.
And now for this month's D-list, Love Actually. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, DB50549. A comedy of manners concerning two of the five Bennet sisters, Elizabeth and Jane, and their courtships played out in the drawing rooms of Regency England. Elizabeth and her proud suitor, Mr. Darcy, spar verbally about their relationship and social circumstances. The sisters' comments on each other's romance help convey the author's views on life and love. The Time Traveler's Wife by Audrey Neffengar, DB57102. Librarian Henry de Tambell first meets his future wife, Claire, when he is 28 and Claire is 20. But Claire has actually known Henry since she was 6. Henry suffers from chromio impairment, a disorder that catapults him sporadically through time, complicating the couple's enduring love. Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed, DB75232. Author compiles selections from her advice column published in the online magazine The Rumpus, addresses pain medication addiction, deadbeat dads, and relationship woes. Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, DB61789. A successful young author, recently divorced, seeks distraction and solace during a year of travel. She describes finding culinary pleasure in Italy, aesthetic meditation at an ashram in India, and a love affair in Bali.
The Rosie Project by Graham Simsion, DB78150. Socially stunted geneticist Don Tillman embarks on an endeavor that he calls the Wife Project. As he quantifies the qualities of a perfect wife, he encounters Rosie, who seeks Don's help in identifying her real father. Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman, DB87829. Socially awkward and perpetually cranky, Eleanor works a boring office job and avoids dealing with other people whenever possible. She begins to open up after she develops a crush on a local musician and also becomes friendly with Raymond, the new IT guy. The Light We Lost by Jill Santopolo, DB90216. Lucy and Gabe meet at Columbia University on September 11th, 2001. Forging an instant connection amid chaos. Their dreams take them in separate directions across different continents, but over the next 13 years, they share drama, jealousy, desires, and love.
Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Strout, DB67392. 13 stories set in a small community on the Maine coast are linked by the presence of Olive Kitteridge, retired teacher and pharmacist wife. In Tulips, Olive struggles in the aftermath of her husband's stroke and with her son's response to his father's nursing home confinement. All About Love by Bell Hooks, DB53589. Writing from her own experience, the outspoken feminist critic and educator re-examines the meaning of interpersonal relations and offers insight into society's flawed visions of love, contesting the conventional notion that the ideal love is infused with sex and desire. Hooks develops another model based on affection, respect, trust, and care. Major Pettigrew's Last Stand by Helen Simonson, DB 70760. Sussex, England, straight-laced, retired, and widowed Major Ernest Pettigrew gradually falls in love with an educated, British-born Pakistani widow, Mrs. Ali. Their beginning relationship must weather problems with younger family members, latent prejudice among the villagers, and a series of misunderstandings.
The February magazine of the month is Consumer Reports. Published monthly and available in audio on cartridge and barred download, the magazine features in-depth review of consumer products, evaluating quality, durability, and safety. It also covers general interest topics, including health and money management.
Hello, it's Leland back with this month's tech tip. This month, I want to explain the difference between a Braille display and a Braille note taker. Let's get started. These terms come up often and can be confusing for anyone not familiar with electronic Braille devices. A Braille note taker is generally a Braille display that includes additional built-in features. Both Braille displays and Braille note takers can be used to read books in Braille, and both can connect to devices like phones, tablets, and computers to provide Braille output for screen readers. Where they differ is in the functionality. Braille note takers include built-in programs that allow you to create and edit notes, similar to Microsoft Word or Notepad. Many Braille note takers also include features like calculators, web browsers, and other productivity tools. Our NLS e-reader is a Braille display, meaning it is primarily used for reading Braille. However, you can still do a lot with a e-reader, such as copying books from a Braille cartridge, connecting to NLS Bard, Bookshare, and Newsline to download books directly, and using it with screen readers to add Braille output. The e-reader also has a built-in clock that lets you check the time and date. If you want to read your own notes on the e-reader, you'll need to create them on another device and then transfer them using a USB cable, thumb drive, or SD card. I hope that helps, and I'll catch you in next month's tech tip.
Hi everyone, this is Emily. For this month's staff spotlight, I chose the book East of Eden by John Steinbeck, DB 17082. John believed this book was his greatest achievement, the book he poured everything into, and it's easy to see why. It's an epic family saga set in California's Salinas Valley, where the author grew up. Over two generations, it follows the Hamiltons, who are loosely based on Steinbeck's own relatives, and the more troubled Trasks. Drawing from the story of Cain and Abel, it explores the timeless struggle between good and evil in everyone. It shows how jealousy, rejection, and the feeling of being unloved can drive people to dark places. But the author refuses to let that be the end of the story. Instead, he emphasizes our capacity for choice and growth. One of the most powerful ideas and a central theme of the book comes from a wise character named Lee, who introduces us to the Hebrew word timshel, which means thou mayest or you may. This reminds us we can rise above our flaws and choose to be good. This book is beautifully written with vivid descriptions of the land and unforgettable characters. If you enjoy stories that dig into family dynamic, morality, and what it means to be human, check out John Steinbeck's East of Eden.
The library is excited for Braille Challenge this month. The 2026 Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held at the Iowa Department for the Blind on Saturday, February 14th, with a snow date of Saturday, February 21st. The theme for this year is Love Braille. There will be free parking during the event and lunch for participants and their families. And following the Braille Challenge, there will be a Valentine's party filled with fun activities. For the most up-to-date information about the Braille Challenge, visit the Braille Challenge page on the library blog at iowalibrary.blog.
Pika Box has made its return for 2026, and it's not too late to get signed up. This year, we are visiting Olympic host cities. The first stop in January was Athens, Greece, as the birthplace of the modern Olympic Games in 1896, and a city deeply connected to the ancient Olympics. Athens represents the spirit of competition, culture, and community that continues to unite the world. Don't miss out on an opportunity to read all about Athens and books set in Athens and Greece. Call the library to get signed up today or go to iowalibrary.blog. Join our virtual coffee hour every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and Friday at 2 p.m. until the end of February. While this program is held on Zoom, you can call in from your telephone. Shake off those winter blues and brighten your day by chatting with library staff and other library patrons. Contact the library to get the Zoom link or dial in phone number.
Interested in joining a book club? We offer several options for all ages and reading styles, including the Tuesday Book Club, Thursday Book Club, No Book Book Club, and Beyond the Book, the Teen Book Club. Meeting times vary, and all groups are accessible by conference call. For schedules and more details, contact the library for more information. No matter what your age or interests, there's a book club waiting for you. And don't forget about all of our wonderful youth programs, Crafting Your Story, Beyond the Book Teen Book Club, Makerspace Mondays, and Braille Babies. These can be a great resource during winter months when cold weather, snow, and shorter days make it harder to leave the house. They offer flexibility, learning opportunities, and social connection, all from the comfort of your home. Contact Denise Bean, Youth Services Librarian, or the library for more information on these programs.
NLS's Smart Speaking to the Smart Speaker will be held Thursday, February 19th at 6 p.m. And All That May E-Read will be held Tuesday, February 24th at 6 p.m. All programs are held via Zoom, and the topics have not been released yet. Check our blog, iowalibrary.blog, for updated information. Contact the library to get more information or go to www.loc.gov/NLS. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!